This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I'm going to be sniffling, not because I have a cold, not because I missed my flu shot, because I did get my flu shot, which I hope you all did, but because yesterday I had a bunch of pies thrown, not even thrown, smushed into my face. And I know it sounds easier said than done, but you actually suffer for days afterwards. I'm already into day two, and I did not realize, you know, what a sacrifice I made in order to be pied yesterday. Very, very interesting. We got a bunch of really cool students. I teach at Toro University, Nevada. I'm an assistant professor there. And the student group for the American Academy of Osteopathic Family Physicians, they want to raise money for Fisher House. And I've told you guys about Fisher House. Fisher House is very, very cool. Fisher House Foundation, I guess, has a network of comfort homes where military and veterans families can stay at no cost while a loved one is receiving treatment. I guess they have about 21 suites with private bedrooms and baths. Families can share common kitchens, laundry facilities, dining room, living room, etc. And Fisher House Foundation ensures that there was never a lodging fee. And I guess the program has saved military and veterans families an estimated of, and I'm reading this from their website, $320 million in out-of-pocket costs for lodging and transportation. Very, very cool. They also operate the Hero Miles program, using donated frequent flyer miles to bring family members to the bedside of injured service members, as well as Hotels for Heroes program. So they use donated hotel points to allow family members to stay in hotels or medical centers without a charge. Very, very cool, and very, from a medical standpoint, very advantageous to accelerate healing. You know, having family members there. I mean, that's assuming you like your family. I get that. I mean, for me, I think I'm going to, you know, very, very selectively pick and choose which family I would want to come visit me. But not that I'm a veteran, so I wouldn't obviously, you know, be a part of this. But if I were, you know, I would be like, look, okay, can you please run this by me first? And they do. Okay, so you're allowed to pick which family member. Because I know no one wants the in-laws. I get that. But anyway, so the foundation also manages a grant program, supports other military charities, scholarship funds for military children, spouses, children of fallen and disabled veterans. Very, very cool. So check out the Fisher House Foundation. Very cool. Fisherhouse.org. So anyway, the students. Student groups decided to raise money for Fisher House, the ACOFP, under the leadership of Aaron Prado. I have to give him a shout-out because this kid, you know, I really was expecting the millennials, okay, to be a lost cause. I am blown away by how amazing these millennials are. You know, let's just do a quick millennial joke, okay? Because I don't think anybody listened, okay? Here's a quick millennial joke, okay? How many millennials does it take to change a light bulb? How many? Four. Okay? One, to ask Siri. Two, to walk over to the next bedroom to ask his daddy. Three, to go to Home Depot and get lost in the flower bulb section. And four, to Snapchat the whole thing. Hashtag life's too hard. So it takes four millennials to change a light bulb now, if they know what a light bulb is. Okay, and usually they just use their iPhone flashlight app. But I got to tell you, I am wrong. I am so wrong about my interpretation of millennials not getting it together because, oh my gosh, you guys really have it going on, and I am a huge fan. So what they decided to do was do a Pie the Professor type of thing to raise money for the charity. So they go, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you know, can we throw a pie at you? And I'm like, well, what flavor? Like, well, we'll probably use, like, whipped cream, because you go to Marie Callender's and buy pies. It's like $12 a pop. I'm like, okay, you know, whipped cream. I'm into whipped cream. I didn't tell them this, but between you and me, I've had a lot of experience with whipped cream. Okay. I'm not afraid of it. Okay. I'm a veteran when it comes to that. So I'm like, yeah, whipped cream, I'm good. You know, in the face, I'm good. So, we sat there. There were a few other professors with me and we, sat there and we got pie. Now it was very interesting. Okay. Because some of them couldn't throw. There was supposed to be a line. And it's very hard to throw a pie. It's not weighted properly with the whipped cream, the tin. If you don't have razzleberries in there or slices of apple with all the goo, it's not a weighted pie. So it's very difficult to throw. So we had to, and it's very interesting because it was in the gym. So I'm watching some of the other millennials, you know, try to throw basketball hoops. And I'm like, really, guys, can't even make a hoop, really? And you're going to try and throw a pie? So what we had to do was let them just, you know, throw it in your face. Unfortunately, when they did that, they really got that cream up in there. So you get whipped cream way up into your nose. You get them into your nasolacrimal duct. That's a fun one, right? The duct that connects the eye to the nose. That's a good one. Sometimes you inhale it, so now you get into the back of your oropharynx and nasopharynx, which isn't really fun. And I don't know how, but I got it back into my underwear. You know, maybe again, you know, history repeat. I don't know that, but I mean, when I got home, it was all over. But what's very, very interesting is within an hour of getting creamed with whipped cream, it starts to sour. Now, I couldn't leave work to go and take a shower because I was busy, and I had to give a talk at UNLV. You know, Mama Rebel had to talk to little baby rebels, all right? So UNLV, rubbing rebels, woo! Rebel up! So anyway, I had to go to UNLV to give a talk. So I couldn't shower or change, so I threw some makeup on, and I am now 5 hours post whipped cream pie, and it's smelling sour. And my eyebrows are getting crispy, and my nose hair is getting crispy. Plus, I could swear I was starting to go into a diabetic coma because I licked a lot of that whipped cream. So now we're at 6 hours, and I'm starting to talk to these students, and I'm just getting dizzy. I'm like, and I stink. I stink of sour whipped cream. Usually after I give a talk, people come up and hug me. They're like, oh, Dr. Dye, I didn't realize. Oh, boy, you got dumped that many times? I talk about everything. You know, wow, that many shots of penicillin you needed. Nobody wanted to hug me afterwards. And that was because I probably stunk of rotten whipped cream. So here's the thing. If you want to raise money for Fisher House, it's a great idea. Pie somebody. All right? Take a shower immediately afterwards. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dye. Here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I am really, really tired of all these updates going on here with the computer. I am trying to make a post on Facebook. I have a Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook page. Okay, you know, everybody goes to my Twitter, which is good, but I do have a Facebook page that I spend a lot of time on, and nobody really wants to look at it. I spend so much time on it. But I also got a blog. I hate that word blog. I hate the word blog. I also got one of those. And so apparently when you type something on your page and then you want to share it, it doesn't allow you to do that. You almost got to, like, re-go back in. So it's just really making me mad. These computers are supposed to be very, shall we say, they're supposed to make things easier. And this is what I'm suspecting. I think there's too much on the Internet. And I don't think the Internet can handle it. Are you guys noticing the same issues that I am? Are you noticing that there's just... There's weird problems that you didn't have in the past. You know, like my husband was trying to use a credit card, and my credit card was maxed. And I blamed the computer for that. And he believed me. I'm like, yeah, is it me or is it the Internet acting up? I was like, oh, try the Internet. Okay, so that really gave me about 5 minutes. Okay, I got to figure out what else to do. I got to figure out how to pay some of that credit card payment down. But I don't know. I just noticed weird stuff. So I'm having an issue with that. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. But this is cool. Okay, let's start with some cool news. Okay. You know how I really love, you know, history and medicine. So get this. Back in 1912, German scientists invented an antiseptic. I know, isn't that fascinating? An antiseptic from 1912. I really dig this kind of stuff. I just think it's a cool. I wonder what it smelled like. I just, man, 1912, very, very cool. Okay, and remember, German scientists... We're in the lead. You know, a lot of my medical antiques from the turn of the century, not our century, but the last century, German made. The Germans were all over that. And it was frustrating, to say the least, because they took that momentum and on Jews and Christians during World War II. Tried to expand their medical knowledge, and that unfortunately was very, very barbaric and deathly and deadly, and we won't go there. But the Germans, as history be told, were at the forefront of the medical revolution. Okay, America was doing its part, but Europe was all over it. So get this. There's an antiseptic that German scientists invented back in 1912 using coal tar. And they say this could help treat and prevent viral and bacterial infections. This comes from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research in Australia. That's what I thought too. When I read this is from Australia. I was like, okay, the Australians, you know what? The Australians are really, really due for a big earth-shattering, you know, scientific breakthrough. I love Australians. I think, you know, like Thunder Down Under. Do you guys know who Thunder Down Under is? These guys strip, and they're like sexy Australian Chippendales. And I gotta tell ya, I mean, they got talent. And skills. And, you know, they dance, they show some of their tushy. It's like really cool. I was like, yay, Thunder Down Under, woo, yay. Man, the women go crazy out here in America. We go crazy. You know, I know a lot of you guys, listen from foreign countries. We have listeners in Thailand and Singapore and Belize and Brazil. And I welcome all of you. But if you ever come to America, your wife or girlfriend is going to want to see Thunder Down Under. And you're like, I might as well just take you to Australia. It's a very, very good point. And, you know, the Australians, you know, do we have any Australians in the house? I think Australians may need to play this one smart. Okay, go ahead with this medical thing. I think that's good. But I think the reason why Australia is, like, never at war, I mean, how many people declare war on Australia? Yeah, well, you know why? Because they got all those spiders and snakes. You know, I mean, nobody wants, you know, to be in Australia. Also, you have to celebrate New Year's earlier than everybody else. You know, while we're all, you know, trying to get our dresses on and, you know, plucking our eyebrows, Australia already has to celebrate New Year's. So nobody really wants to be down there. A lot of dangerous insect and vermin and whatever. So, you know, Australia, one of the reasons why nobody declares war, and Australia really doesn't have that many issues, is because they lay low. They know exactly what they're doing. Lane low. And they are low. They're like on the opposite side of the equator. Oh, that's the other thing about Australia. People don't know how to handle the toilet flushing in the wrong direction. Apparently in Australia, it goes like a different direction. You know, when you flush the toilet. You know, rather than it going to the right, the water goes to the left. That could really mess with your psyche. And so, you know, maybe the reason why Australia has been doing so well all this time is because they're rarely in the news. You know, nobody, everybody's like, well, you know what, and they're known for Outback. Yeah, Outback Steakhouse. But the problem is there's a lot of Australians just sitting there going, I want to be known more than just Kangaroos, Outback Steakhouse, and Thunder Down Under. Why? Why? Why do you want to be known more? Really? You know, just lay low. Look what happened with Crocodile Dundee. Really? You guys want to go through that all over again? And then the Crocodile Dundee sequel? You know how ridiculous that was? No, guys, just lay low. But you know what? You've already started this research. We'll let it go. We'll let it go, okay? Okay, because this is pretty cool. But honestly, guys, you really don't want to be in the spotlight. Lay low. So, this coal tar antiseptic called Acroflavine, by the way, guys, come on, you can come up with a better name. Come up with a better, I don't call it kangaroo-ish or something, I don't know, call it something else. Acroflavine was used throughout both world wars as a shotgun approach to treat a wide range of ailments. Open wounds, bladder infections, gonorrhea, a parasite that causes sleeping sickness. But it wasn't well understood, and once penicillin took over, they were like, well, who needs coal tar? Now, molecular biologists who say acroflavine could be used against drug-resistant superbugs figured out why it was so effective. Okay, so how does the sucker work? They say this acroflavine, or acroflavine, I can't do an Australian accent. Is that Australian? Acroflavine. I can't do it. They bind to the DNA of a patient, triggers an immune response that could then fight influenza, cold, and it could also bind to bacteria, slow down its spread like a boot on your car, and then allows, while it's holding that bacteria back, allows the host's immune system more time to get its button gear. This is very, very cool. This is being reported by Fox News. I am so excited about this. They say a lot of things are being dropped because they're not that efficient. But in fact, going back to old school, didn't I say we have to go back to old school? Does anybody, I hope Australians listen to my show. I'll tell you exactly how to run your country. Okay, because I think you guys are going to be making a big, big mistake trying to get in the news so much. Okay, Lee? No. Say, the researcher says the drug is cheap. Oh, I'm good for that. And easy to transport because it's not sensitive to fluctuations in temperature or humidity. Now, I don't know anything about coal. Do any of you guys know about coal? I don't know much about coal. And I don't know much about tar. But something tells me when you put two dirty, sticky things together, two negatives make a positive. Am I right about that? Can I hear a hell yeah? Hell yeah. Can I hear an amen? So this is pretty damn cool. Okay, let me see if I have any more information on this, because this is the only thing my computer is letting me load up, so I can't really talk about anything else. I don't know if there would be like coal. I don't know if there would be risk factors to the coal. I don't know. Now, how did it treat gonorrhea? What did they do? I think what they did is they actually applied it. I think they actually stuck it up in there. Did you guys see my Pawn Stars episode of the Civil War syringe? They would actually shoot silver nitrate up into the penis to kill off gonorrhea and syphilis. And, I mean, it would. You know, remember I said how we have to attack these superbugs is to not go the approach that we're doing with antibacterial agents, because the bugs are outsmarting it. We got to come up with other substances that just happen to be antipathogen. You dig? Don't go away. We're right back on 877.Deli.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, very interesting. Dr. Price, was it Tom Price? Let me double check his first name. Yeah, Dr. Tom Price, who is now the Health and Human Secretary, Health and Human Services Secretary nominee, has already drafted a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. This guy is all... See, that's his doctors. See, we doctors don't dink around. honestly, I have never seen the doctor drag his feet. Look at this. He is, yay, we doctors rock. That's what has been so frustrating about politics with me. I mean, you know, I'm like, look, okay, you want something get done, you want an authorization, you want an MRI, you want to take out the cancer. I mean, we do it now, boom, boom, boom. And, you know, politics like, well, we need to draft a bill, and we need to. And I understand some medical settings appear a little totalitarian, but it's not, because everything has to be approved through the insurance, everything has to, you know, whatever. But, you know, doctors aren't the ones that are the rate-limiting step, okay? We are all over it, and we are like, we are going to move our tushies. So apparently Tom Price has the Empowering Patients First Act. This, they say, is going to prohibit insurance from denying coverage or charging higher rates because of a person's pre-existing conditions, which is good. And it'll also offer protection to people who have maintained coverage in the past. All right. So, example, people moving to the individual market from an employer's health plan, and the elimination of the tax penalty if you don't have insurance. Very, very good. They say billions of dollars that 31 states expect to receive for Medicaid eligibility, however, might change. They say Mr. Price would offer tax credits for the purchase of individual and family health insurance policies. That's what I said. That's what I said. The credits would increase as people grow older and are likely to need more medical care. He would use other tax breaks to coax more people to contribute to health savings accounts that could be used to help pay medical expenses. Excellent job. Okay, you need to have some responsibility over your own health care. And these health savings accounts, here's my only problem with health savings accounts that I'm a little confused on. Some of them don't roll over. And I don't get that. I think my health savings account at work doesn't have a rollover. So I want to put as little money into it as possible because I don't want to throw money down the drain. They've got to make sure these health savings accounts roll over. Another thing they also need to do is have any willing provider where, you know, if a doctor's not on a list, but you want to see that doctor, you can. The more doctors on the list or more medical providers, let's say you really like a nurse practitioner, but she hasn't gone through the credentialing yet. She hasn't, you know, but her license is in good standing. If the patient wants to see that provider, they can see that provider. Okay, so that's another thing that I would recommend. They say the bill would also make it easier for doctors to defend themselves against medical malpractice lawsuits. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Patients would have a heavier burden of proof if doctors could show that they followed clinical guidelines for the treatment of medical conditions. And I know some of you guys are like, whoa, repeat that. Okay, I'll repeat it. Now, this is the New York Times. Okay, this is the New York Times report on this. Says patients would have a heavier burden of proof. Calm down. Patients would have a heavier burden of proof if doctors could show that they followed, quote, clinical guidelines for the treatment of medical conditions. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, but I want to sue my doctor. You could still sue your doctor. Okay, remember, guys, the lawyers aren't going away. As long as there are lawyers, we'll still be able to sue. And mind you, I know we need lawyers. Now that we have all these written documents out there that none of us can read and contracts, we need lawyers. I get that. And lawyers scare people, so it's always nice to have a lawyer around when somebody's screwing you over. So mind you, okay? Yeah, we make fun of lawyers a lot because they're easy to make fun of. I love making fun of the lawyers. But we do need them. Okay, we do need them. So don't worry. Lawyers are still going to be in business. But rather than going, wait a second here, you know, I bet I could make this company settle. What's been happening, which has been very, very frustrating for doctors, is let's say somebody says, you took out my mole, but you left a scar. And this scar is causing me mental anguish. And the mole was never cancer. So I basically underwent a procedure that I didn't have to, and now I have a disfiguring scar. Now, the malpractice insurance company is like, well, what happened? Okay, well, it was an abnormal-looking mole. So I had to do a biopsy. The initial biopsy said atypical cells. So with atypical cells, this is something that could turn to cancer. So I had a choice of doing a wide excision or not. I asked the patient. The patient said, yeah, go ahead. Got informed consent. We did a wider excision. But because of the patient smoking or their exercise or maybe just luck of the draw, they have a scar. I mean, I'm not God. I'm not, nobody is Wolverine. They don't just heal without a scar. So now they have a scar. Good news, the lesion was benign. So that's the case. So the malpractice company's like, well, should we just settle? You think they'd be happy with $20,000? Should we just settle or should we fight this? You know what? It's going to cost too much time and money to fight this. Let's just settle. The doctor's like, but wait a second. I did nothing wrong. It said atypical cells. I did nothing wrong. They go, if you don't agree with our decision, we could go ahead and fight this, but then it's at your own risk and we will not cover the losses if you lose. So the doctor's like, you know what? Fine. Just pay the settlement. Because the last thing I need is to have my house, taken away from me because of all the legal fees. Fine. And you have a lot of settles. Now, you could also have a doctor that screws up badly. Yeah, I cut off the wrong toe. There was a gangrenous toe for some reason. I had, I don't know, whipped cream in my eyes because they did a pie the surgeon day at the hospital. I couldn't see anything. I cut off the wrong toe. Okay, that's not going by clinical guidelines. That lawsuit would go through. Or I took out the wrong kidney. Those lawsuits will still be able to stand. But this, I really didn't want the procedure. He talked me into it, that kind of thing. There's going to have to be more proof. Now, as a patient, now remember, my being your radio doc means you guys are I am your advocate. And I've taught many of you how to make sure you're not talked into something you don't want to be talked into. Or you're not operated on the wrong body part. Remember I told you guys to take a magic marker and write all over. Like if you have a knee issue, you write this one and then you write all over the other knee, not this one. You get second opinions. There are a lot of things you could do. And I want to make sure because, there are people out there that make mistakes. Okay, many times the patients are innocent, but there's been a lot of stupid, frivolous lawsuits. And so a big concern doctors have as we're going into this healthcare system, this new post-Obamacare system, is if I want to order an MRI and the insurance isn't going to cover it because it's too expensive and we're trying to keep premiums down, how do I not get sued if the person ends up having a tumor? So as long as you follow clinical guidelines, you won't get sued for not ordering the scan. Now, can that hurt you as a patient? Yeah. Some of you prefer the scan. Some of you have really benefited from doctors' fears. And that's why you got the scan and that's why the cancer was found. Many of you have benefited from that fear. So this is going to be very, very interesting, but I'm definitely in support of that. They said the bill would make it easier for doctors. I already said that. Under the legislation, it would be easier for doctors to enter into private contracts with Medicare beneficiaries. Says contracts allow physicians to opt out of Medicare strictures and charge more than the amounts normally allowed. Now, some of you are like, well, why? Why would that be a good thing? Because how many doctors do you know are taking Medicare? And now, how many doctors do you know are not taking Medicare anymore? Oh, and why aren't they taking Medicare? They don't want the audits. They don't want the poor fee structure. They don't want me. Medicare paid good when they paid. But when they decided to not pay the claim, even though the same code was used on a different patient, and it's a valid code, you get a lot of zeros sometimes. So doctors say, to hell with this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ooh, the Democrats are mad. They are mad. Representative, prior Georgia State Senator, I should say, Dr. Price, 62 years old. I don't know why they keep calling him Mr. Price, because he's an orthopedic surgeon, so he did earn his doctorate degree. Already has a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. And we already started to talk about some of his plans to reduce... there's a variety of things in this that I haven't gotten to yet, but he is already the nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary, Trump's pick, and once he is approved and confirmed, he will be going right into his plan, which I believe is called, I apologize, I don't have the name of it, it has a name to it, his... I remember they had like some the new way. No, it's called the Empowering Patients First Act. The Empowering Patients First Act. Very cool name. All right. So basically, we talked about how it's going to make it easier for doctors to defend themselves against medical malpractice lawsuits. Maybe that could allow malpractice rates to go down. Doctors don't have to charge as much. I know some people don't like that. As a doctor, I love that. Thank you. Frivolous lawsuits are stupid. If we do something wrong, we deserve to be sued. Okay, we deserve to lose our license if we do something really stupid. But, you know, I mean, if we did what we were supposed to do and we follow clinical guidelines, okay, you know, getting easy settlements have to go away. That has to stop. Okay? They also said that tax breaks are going to now encourage people to put more money in rather than penalties, which is what I always said. Let's incentivize rather than penalize. So that'll be very, very good. Doctors are going to be able to go into private contracts with Medicare beneficiaries. So if we don't like what Medicare does, we could get out of it, but still work with Medicare patients, because Medicare patients are having a tough time finding doctors to take Medicare. The bill is also going to eliminate the Federal Health Insurance Exchange. Yee-haw! Woo-hoo! States could contract with private entities to set up websites that resemble healthcare.gov, but only to provide information on insurance plans, prices, and benefits in their networks of doctors and hospitals. The new websites could not directly enroll people in private plans or in Medicaid. Do you know how many millions, didn't they even say billions of dollars, went into healthcare.gov? Doesn't that kill you? That much money went into a failing website? Now, I understand some of you guys were able to log on. Good. But did it really have to cost that much money? So I'm fine with that. Apparently, his bill will exempt doctors from federal antitrust laws if they want to negotiate with health insurance plans over the terms of their service. I don't understand why doctors were accused of violating antitrust laws with this. Okay? If I want to see patients, and I want to see patients, and I want to negotiate a rate, I should be able to do that. Personally, I'd like the insurance company out of the equation. I would just like to negotiate with the patient. And I say, look, guys, $25 a visit. You guys all good with that? We're good with that, and I don't have to pay for a biller. I don't have to pay for, all these computer, electronic, billing issues. I don't have to pay. You know, I would love to do something like that. So they're going to be getting rid of federal antitrust laws. They said the legislation would also offer federal grants to states for high-risk pools to subsidize insurance for people who might otherwise have difficulty finding coverage in the open market because of the existence or history of a medical condition. Now, they shouldn't. If pre-existing conditions are not allowed to hurt you, I'm a little confused by that. But the take-home message is there will be federal grants to states for high-risk pools to subsidize insurance for people who might otherwise have difficulty finding coverage. The only problem is some of these pools have not worked that well. High-risk pool sounds smart, but, if the sickest of people are having difficulty getting insurance because the insurance company has to pay a lot of money and the insurance company is not going to make it on the back end, we really don't want to be in a situation where the federal government has to keep bailing out the states. We need to be able to with our sickest individuals, have a means where we could take care of them, but a more structured approach on how we deliver the health care. I think a big mistake we have is many sick individuals, the sickest of individuals, are back and forth between their insurance, or they get on Medicaid, and then they can't get in because the Medicaid access is horrible in some cities and counties where, you know, the doctor can't see you for 3 weeks, so then they end up back in the hospital. So we need to figure out a way where they do not go to the hospital, which is why I've been talking about having clinics set up. Why not have Medicaid clinics set up? They could have the CAT scans, they could have the MRIs, many of it donated by people that want their name on the building. Have pharmaceutical companies donate drugs, the drugs that are set to expire that are still good for another year, even that are good for another 6 months, have those stocked. You know how many things get thrown away and dumped that don't have to be? That are still good? How many of you guys have taken Tylenol that's expired? It still works. Now, heart medication, maybe not. But we can ask a pharmaceutical company, we can incentivize a pharmaceutical company to change the expiration date to 3 months earlier. Okay? Change your expiration date to 3 months earlier. We'll give you tax incentives. And then those 3 months extra time, that medicine gets to be sent immediately to the Medicaid clinics. These Medicaid clinics will be like urgent cares, mini ERs, and we can hopefully keep them out of more expensive hospitals. These could be run very, very well. It could be done very diligently, very economically. And also, I mean, does it always have to be free? Why can't people pay $5? Why can't people pay $10? Okay? That sort of revenue can also help go towards maintaining it. So there's a lot we could do with that. Dr. Price's bill, they keep calling him Mr. Price. I don't get it. He's a doctor. They say his bill would also allow insurers licensed in one state to sell policies to residents of other states. Thank you. They also say that it would limit the amount. I'm not sure about this one. I got to look this up. They say it would limit the amount of tax-free coverage that workers could receive from their employers. The limits would be set as $8,000 for coverage of an individual employee and $20,000 for family coverage, with adjustments for inflation in later years. Now, I'm wondering, again, I'm only getting this from the New York Times, so I'm not getting the full story. This tax-free coverage that workers would receive from their employers, if what that means is if an employee wants a Cadillac plan, they pay a little bit more for that. That, to me, makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And if tax-free means the employer can use that money tax-free to pay for the employee's health benefits, that's great, too. So there does have to be a limit. Is $8,000 enough for an individual? Maybe not, but it helps. $20,000 for family coverage, it's something. So that's going to be very interesting, too, because here's the thing. You could promise everything under the sun. You could say, look, guys, okay, insurers have to cover you for pre-existing conditions and health care for all. But the economics, as you could see, doesn't work. Once that pre-existing condition clause came in, which a lot of us were for, including myself, insurance companies tripled, quadrupled their rates. Now they have to take everybody. So it's going to be more expensive. So what this new plan has to do, this Empowering Patient Act, I believe it's called, what this has to do is figure out how to prevent insurance companies from skyrocketing the price. Now, remember the Affordable Health Care Act? They said, look, insurance companies can't do that willy-nilly. Every time they want to increase their premiums, it has to be approved, and we need to see why. And it looked like, you know, the companies were like, wow, looks like they have to. So we know insurance companies are going to have trouble covering their costs. We have to figure out how to decrease the cost. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.